Welcome back. This is Becky McRae, and I'm here with Natalie from Kansas, and we are going to talk a little bit about a really great project that they have with students in downtown. So, Natalie, tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Natalie Clark, and I teach at Stafford. I've been there for 9 years. I teach high school entrepreneurship and marketing classes.
I just love the entrepreneurship classes. I love the fact that we've reached the point that we have some entrepreneurship classes. Approximately how big is Stafford then?
Stafford, the population is 1,200 people. We're in Stafford County with a population of about 5,000.
Okay, and so you have a wonderful project that I got so excited when I heard about it. You have a downtown storefront that you have student businesses right in this downtown storefront. Tell me how did, and that's part of the curriculum and it's a school, so tell me how that happened.
Sure, we have the SEED Center, Stafford Entrepreneurship and Economic Development Center. We're located at 125 North Main Street in Stafford. It's 5 blocks from our high school. So the students, we have approximately 23 students okay. that drive to the storefront. They each have their own desk and workspace and operate either a sole proprietorship or a partnership.
Awesome. So how did that get started, that you got the idea of, or how did that come about that there is this downtown storefront full of kids running businesses?
Our superintendent, Dr. Taylor, is very involved in rural economic development, and it was her idea that she wanted to give students an opportunity to gain valuable technical as well as life skills and be able to open a business or be a better employee of a business, and ultimately in hopes to come back to Stafford. The building is owned by J. Minnis, Minnis Chapel. We're in the front space of a mortuary.
Which I think is great, by the way. There's probably some people going, you're in the front space of a mortuary, but it's available space, and it's bound to be nice-looking space. Most mortuaries keep things nice.
We have it's an old building, one of the oldest in Stafford. It's a two-story brick building on the corner, and he allows us to use the space rent-free, and the school helps pay for the utilities.
Awesome. Terrific. And so you have some students that run their own business. Tell us an example of somebody doing a business.
Sure. This year we bought some new screen printing equipment, and we most recently finished a project for the Stafford Education Foundation. We made 119 t-shirts for the fun run. We also have a direct-to-garment printer, so we've printed tote bags for Stafford County flour mills to sell in their online stores. We have the opportunity to have a lot of nice equipment. We're a one-to-one technology school district. We have a laser engraver and a lot of nice printing equipment.
So a student can walk in and look at the available equipment and try to figure out a way they could use that to solve a business problem in the community.
That's correct. The community is very supportive of us. We have people come into our classroom or office space during our classes most every day, or call and ask about something they need on the phone.
So students then have to interact with customers every day.
They do. They greet them as they come in, or they may answer the phone. And if a customer wants something, we fill out an agreement for professional services. What do you want? When is it due? How many do you want? And a contact number.
Awesome. Terrific. And now there's a whole different kind of project you're working on that's a cooperation with a local business. You're lucky to have a local flour mill.
We are. We had a rigorous program of study grant through the Kansas State Department of Education. We were able to put in a commercial kitchen in our high school. And Stafford County Flour Mills, one of the 8 wonders of Kansas commerce, is our big partner. They allowed students in our facts class to research and develop a product. It's a white whole wheat blend. And our entrepreneurship students and our marketing students developed a label for this with the help of Kansas State University. And we're marketing this product to school food service across the state of Kansas.
So the product is made by the local company, and it's sold by the local company. But you're helping with the marketing in this kind of cooperative venture so that, and I love the phrase you used, that it was kid-tasted and kid-loved.
Yes. Our marketing students did a sensory taste test. So one of our lines is kid-tested, kid-approved.
All right. See, that's perfect marketing. And so when they market this, then they receive a small amount of money back on each bag of flour that this project sells.
Yes, 50 cents a bag, a 25-pound bag that is designed for people in food service to handle easily in the classroom. So we've sent out surveys on what is the top item that you make in your kitchen, and it happens to be dinner rolls. We have recipes and samples, and we've passed those out at vendor booths, for example, at the Kansas Association of School Board Convention, and upcoming will be at the Kansas State Department of Education Annual Convention in Wichita.
and your students have made pitches to very large companies to help promote this product.
Yes, we have. We took a group of students, three young men, to Benny Keith in Oklahoma.
That's Ben E. Keith, that big food service company.
That's correct.
Okay, yeah.
And they prepared a 20-minute pitch and presented in their boardroom and were very successful. And they're now carrying our product in their distribution system.
And you have another target. We may not name them, but there's a whole other food service business that you guys are working on right now.
Yes, that's how we get our foot into the door, is our school food service buy from the distributors. So we're making calls to those distributors and saying, we've contacted six schools, and these six schools buy this much flour. So would you carry this for us so they can buy this product that's locally produced in Stafford County?
Awesome. I love it. Thank you for sharing all those great stories. I love what students are doing in your area. Where can people find out more about you online? I know you're wanting to do more with Twitter. We just talked about that.
Sure.
But there's bound to be information about your project online.
StaffordSeedCenter.com.
StaffordSeedCenter.com. Okay.
We also have a presence on Facebook, Stafford Seed Center. And be sure, and you can also call us at Stafford USD 349, 620-234-5248.
And say the number again.
620-234-5248.
And you'll be answered by a student.
Well, yes, they will direct us to the student. That's our main line, but that someone is always there. And then we will follow up and see if we can send you out a sample.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.